This is the audio guide on how to get to the tropical island from the mainland, traveling through the southern marsh. The first thing I need to do is get out my compass. I need to face east at 90. I'm currently just south of the stream on the mainland, sitting on the beach. As I'm facing east, the stream is directly to my left, or north of me. Alright, I'm east. So I'm going to get out my bike, and I'm going to bike east until I reach the eastern map border of the mainland. Coming up on the eastern border. Should get there any second now. Maybe. There it is. Alright, now I need to face south at 180. Got my compass in the left hand.
South at 180 degrees.
Okay. Now I'm going to run south to the southern map border. Go into the muddy / shallow ocean and continue running south. This will bring me to the deep ocean. And I'm right on the border, so I'm just going to take one step forward. And then I can enter into the abandoned mining area. Oh, don't want to be there. All right, now I'm in the Western Harbor. Now I'm going to bike south in this Western Harbor. And I'm just going to continue biking south through the mining area until I reach the southern map border. Coming up on the southern map border. And this is where the mining area touches the city. So I'm going to hit Shift Enter, go into the ocean. Two steps south, I'm going to sidestep to my right, which is west. Continue into the city. And now once I'm in the city, when it loads, I'm just going to bike south through the city until I reach the southern map border. I will lose a little bit of health as I bike through this, but it's not enough to make me worry about it. If you really don't want to lose health, you can bike in the ocean next to the city. Just make sure you get into the right ocean. The ocean that's directly south of the city, not the one that is southeast of the city. Since I'm in the city, I'm just going to bike south until I reach the southern map border and enter into the ocean once I do that. I am coming up on the southern map border. Here, my ambience getting louder. There we go. I'm going to hit Shift Enter to enter into the ocean. Now I'm just going to run south until I get to the deep ocean. Good deal. I'm going to get out my boat and paddle. And now I'm going to paddle all the way south across this ocean until I reach the southern map border, which is the southern marsh. I am coming up on the shallow water on the southern border of this ocean. Eventually. I'm just randomly hitting up arrow. When I get there, I'll be able to walk. There we are. Now what I'm going to do is go into this marsh.
After some hesitation.
All right, in this marsh, I'm going to run forward and then left so I'm not in the marsh. And now I need to run south through this shallow ocean. The marsh is on my right. I just don't want to walk in there because the flies are annoying. I need to go south all the way through this ocean and the shallow part. So just keep going south until I reach the southern map border. I'm coming up on the southern map border now. There it is. Now, this ocean I'm in right here, I just have a little teeny bit of shallow ocean. So, it's just like a little square because it's a corner part of shallow. What I need to do here, I'll get out my boat and paddle. I was already out. And I need to paddle south about 100 tiles or so. And then after I get 100 tiles, I'll turn and go east. The reason I'm doing this south at 100 is so that when I get to the ocean map that has the tropical island in the middle of it, I'll be close enough to the rocks and shallow water that I can track it. If I don't go southwards, I won't be able to track that, and then I'll just blow right through that ocean map without realizing that there is a tropical island in the middle of it. So, I think I've gone about far enough. Now I'm going to turn and face east at 90. There we go. Get out my paddle. And now I'm going to paddle east at 90 across this ocean until I reach the other side, which is the eastern side, which has a travel point that I will then use. I am coming up on the eastern map border, which has my travel point. Any second now. Hopefully. Maybe. There it is. Alright, I'm going to hit Shift Enter. This puts me in another ocean that's just an ocean, and now I have to paddle all the way east across this one as well. Ocean paddling is lots of fun. Everyone should enjoy it. And once I reach the next map border, then I will be able to continue east into the ocean that actually has the tropical island in it. So, just going to continue east until I hit the map border. Coming up on the border now. Once I hit it, I will have a travel point I can use, which will bring me into the ocean that has the tropical island in it. Shallow water straight in front. If it's not straight in front, let's say it's in front and off to the left, you're going to want to turn north and paddle north until it's straight off to your right, and then turn right and paddle east at 90 again. That way you line up with the shallow water and you can paddle right to it. You heard my zone change.
Current location, rough part of the ocean.
I'm at a rough part of the ocean of average depth or some crap.
Current location, rough part of the ocean.
Now just rough part of the ocean. Next one will be the shallow part of the ocean. And once I'm there, I'll actually have shallow water I can walk in. I'm randomly hitting up arrow. Assuming I don't get carpal tunnel from hitting T so much. I might. This might be the last guide ever. Ambience is changing. Let's hit K.
Look around, shallow water straight off to the right, about 1 mile away.
Oh, really? Straight off to the
shallow
right?
Water.
All right. So I went too far. When I walk off to the right, and this is the tropical island, hit K to make sure you're not doing what I'm doing and just paddling for no goddamn reason. But that's how you get to the tropical island from the mainland, traveling through the southern marsh.